All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a former Oklahoma defensive lineman. He was a first-team All-Big 12 player. 30 tackles, 7.5 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 2 forced fumbles last season. He won 5 Big 12 championships at Oklahoma. First Canadian player selected to compete in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl and the 2020 NFL Draft gets underway on April 23rd. Neville Gallimore is my guest. Neville, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Good to visit with you. And I want to talk primarily about the draft. And, you know, I'm going to get there. In terms of preparing for the draft, though, and your time at Oklahoma, I want to start, though, really quickly with the coronavirus pandemic. I'm curious, it's impacting a lot of things, but how much is it impacting you and your ability to get ready for the draft and to meet with teams?
I mean, you know, obviously you understand this. It's a real big situation, but all you can do is, you know, take it day by day, making sure, you know, the hygiene is obviously continuing to be a top priority. But, you know, it's life. It happens. You know, you just got to – it was kind of hard to prepare for this type of situation, but, you know, you just got to handle it accordingly. You know, you just got to make sure my focus is still, you know, obviously training however I can and, just again, making sure I'm in the best situation possible when that opportunity presents itself.
Neville Gallimore is my guest. So if we were to go back to the combine for a minute, I'm curious, what was the experience like for you personally? Was that fun? Was that stressful? Was it something else?
It was so much fun. You know, I look back at it, like this whole process has been a surreal moment, you know, just looking back at the fact that, you know, 6-7 years ago, if somebody would have told me, like, hey, Nev, you know, you get opportunity to compete in the Senior Bowl and go to the combine, I'd have been like, there's no way. And, you know, to being in the situation I'm in right now. So, I mean, I love the process so far, you know. It has been really fun.
The NFL draft is coming up on April 23rd. Neville Gallimore is my guest. You ran a 4.85 in your first attempt at the 40 at the combine, which is a great time. And then you come right back and you run a 4.79 in your second attempt. The OU football account tweeted out the clip with the caption, "A very large man running ridiculously fast." How pleased were you with your performance in the 40?
I was really pleased. You know, I feel like it's one thing, you know, for someone to say that they're going to run fast or run a fast time. But, you know, just to see my training and stuff, you know, come alive, you know, it was great. You know, I to be honest, I feel like I probably could have ran a little bit faster. But it was great. It was great, you know. I wanted to run a 4.7 and it happened.
You certainly did. Now, you had a really nice pro day as well. What was the pro day experience like and what did you want teams to see when they watched you?
I just wanted to see a big guy who's athletic, you know, a guy who gets after it. And again, just, you know, showing me, you know, being myself, you know, when it comes time to do drills, a guy that's just going to give max effort, you know, a guy who's just going to fly. So that's the biggest thing that I want to do, showcase my athleticism and, you know, show my power when opportunity presents itself.
Neville Gallimore is joining us. Now, you grew up in Ottawa, Canada. What was life like for you growing up there?
It was great. I loved it. You know, even though I lived in Ottawa, Ontario, for most of my life, you know, my parents were born and raised in Jamaica. So I really, you know, I consider as a myself, you know, Canadian kid living in a Jamaican household. And it was great. You know, a lot of my friends, my close friends and my family are back home. But, you know, you talk about, you know, the football in Canada compared to America, it was like night and day. But, you know, that's still my city. That's where I'm from. And, you know, I still love it.
All right, now, some of these stories are amazing. You got to help me with this. You're an unreal athlete in the sense that Bruce Feldman did his annual freaks list last year. You were number 2 on that list. He wrote that you bench 500 pounds, you squat 800 pounds, you clean 405. When did you first get into the weight room, and then how much does that strength and power help you on the field?
I want to say, you know, I started a little bit in the 9th or 10th grade, but I really got to, you know, give thanks to my parents for the genes. Because really, you know, once I started, as soon as I got in the weight room, it kind of became natural for me. You know, I enjoyed lifting. I enjoyed, you know, again, just attacking the weight room. And the thing is, I know when I first started, roughly by the 9th or 10th grade, I just noticed that I was making a lot of gains pretty quickly. And, you know, especially going to the prep school, I was far away from home. So really, you know, when I wasn't doing football, I was just in the weight room. That was kind of like that helped me pass the time. So, yeah, it was really just a natural deal for me.
All right, so now we're not just talking about some crazy strong guy who can't move either. There's a legend that you were dunking when you were 13 years old. It seems almost too good to be true. So what kind of dunks are we talking about? Like, were you barely getting it over the rim, or was there some nastiness that you were throwing down with?
I mean, I wasn't, you know, windmilling or 360, but I was definitely, you know, throwing it down, you know, throwing it off the backboard, two-hand, one-handed. You know, I was right-handed, but I was also dunking with my left. But I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna see it tell you, you know, I was doing windmills, you know, behind the back or, you know, tomahawk. But I was definitely throwing it down though. It wasn't a rim scraper, whatever you call it. I was definitely throwing it down.
I love it. Neville Gallimore joining us. So, like, when you're talking about other sports, how much did other sports help you in football when it comes to athleticism and your footwork?
It definitely helped. You know, growing up, the first actual competitive sport I played was soccer. I did that for about 2 years. And then, you know, I played a lot of basketball growing up. You know, I like football. You know, I started playing around the age of 9 or 10, but you know, I really didn't fall in love with it till the ninth grade. And during those times, I played a lot of basketball. So I feel like that helped me. You know, I was always a big kid, but I always had, you know, pretty solid feet. You know, I was one of those kids that, you know, unlike most big guys, I wasn't really worried about being the strongest. I was, you know, my thing was about being as fast as possible.
Neville Gallimore joining me for a few more moments. You know, I'm really curious about this because you ultimately left home to attend the Canada Prep Academy. What was it like to leave home at a young age and live more than 5 hours away from home in order to pursue that dream?
You know, it was a little bit stressful at first. But the thing is, you know, that went away pretty quickly just because, you know, I knew what I wanted to accomplish. You know, I had a dream of, you know, trying to play Division I football, so I was willing to do whatever it took, you know, obviously to get there. So, I mean, it was a bit of a transition at first, but my high school coach, you know, Coach Jeff McCarthy, he did a really good job in making sure, you know, my mind was right, you know, and I knew what I wanted. I knew what my dreams were. I knew what had to be done, and that was just a part of the process. And I'm the kind of guy, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, you know, to get what I want.
Yeah, so what about that? Like, you've talked about the fact that there are not a lot of NFL players from Ottawa. I mentioned off the top that you were the first Canadian player to be selected for the Army All-American game. So what's it mean to you, and how much pride do you have in being a Canadian player who did have the ability to play at the D1 level?
You know, that was a big deal for me because, you know, the one thing that also kept me motivated during this process is understanding that, you know, it wasn't really just all about me, you know. It was about, you know, creating the standard or having a showcase and opportunity, you know, for guys who are also in my position. You know, guys that are talented, but, you know, again, just living in Ottawa that, you know, just need that outlet or, you know, be able to say, hey, like, look at me. Like, I'm a guy that's, you know, even though I'm from another country, you know, I can play too. So the biggest thing for me, again, you know, just knowing that, you know, I was basically, you know, setting a mark for, you know, future Canadian kids that have that dream and just basically showing, you know, doesn't matter where you come from, your background. If you love this game, you got passion for it, you know, it could do a whole lot for you. But, you know, I was really just more so happy that seeing my city behind me, you know, as I was able to do that. And even going through this process right now, it's really about obviously making my family proud, but, you know, even making my city.
Neville Gallimore, my guest. Before I let you go, you were part of an Oklahoma team that had a ton of talent, so I want to ask you about Jalen Hurts. What did you make of how he showed up as a transfer and became a part of that team so quickly? And then what kind of a player is an NFL team going to get when they draft him?
You know, the one thing that, like, I'll always say, you know, I don't think I've ever met a guy like Jalen in the sense that he's so team-oriented. You know, I remember the first thing that when he came down, you know, just spoke with the group. And even to add to that is, you know, it takes a lot for a guy to come to a program, you know, their last year and, you know, and definitely win the hearts of the teammates as well as the coaches in the short amount of time he did. But so team-oriented, you know. The biggest thing that, you know, I really appreciated about him is that, you know, his goals were never, like, for self. You know, it's all for the team. He wanted to accomplish things as a unit, and that's the one thing that he harped on, you know, and that was a big deal for me. So, you know, for those teams, they're going to get a guy who's hungry, you know, dog mentality, and a guy who it's not even he's not really competing with anyone else, you know, just competing with himself. He's just trying to be at his best by any means. And again, a great guy to be around, you know, a guy who just loves to work and a guy that, you know, you can lean on but a guy who's definitely, you know, who's wise beyond his years. So, you know, whoever gets the opportunity to have him on the team, they're getting a great guy.
You're a good teammate, dude. All right, so what do you think it's going to feel like when you have your name called at the draft and you know that you're going to go to an NFL team and the dream that you worked your entire life for becomes a reality? What do you think that's going to feel like?
I anticipate it's going to be the greatest feeling in the world, but, you know, obviously, you know, I've never been this far or been that far, so, I mean, I can't even tell you. I may cry, I may laugh, I may have a big smile on my face, but all I know is going to be positive, and the biggest thing, as long as I have my family with me, you know, it'll be great. But, hey, you know, it's so close, but it's also, you know, still a ways away. So, till then, you know, I'm just going to continue to put in the work, and, you know, God willing, when I get that opportunity, you know, I'll go from there.
Going to continue to do the things that put you in this position in the first place. Former Oklahoma defensive lineman, a first-team All-Big 12 player, first Canadian player selected to compete in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. And again, the NFL draft gets underway April 23rd. Neville Gallimore, my guest. My man, great to have you on the show. Really nice to talk to you. Good luck with that. And I will be very curious to see where you end up living and working, and then I will run you down once again.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
That was fun. Really appreciate it, too. Thank you. All right, we will come right back.